Charles Ann and Carolyn Jackson to subdivide 6.39 acres into three lots and create a 50-foot easement to serve as access to the lots. Lot one will contain 1.4 acres, lot two will contain 1.2 acres, and residual land will be 3.78 acres. The owner proposes to create the easement over an existing driveway and road to serve as access to the parcels. The aerial photograph shows the road. The request may be approved as submitted or required to go through a major subdivision. If approved as submitted, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision of the property required application for a major subdivision. If you're going, Bob, this is closer to you. If you're going from Georgetown through Middle Ford, mm-hmm. you got the two bridges.
Right.
And going towards Middle Ford is the White House on the right.
Yep.
That's
okay.
The location.
Okay. And where it is.
Mr. Jack, and Charlie actually lives across the road. He bought the piece, the White House also now.
Okay.
And they're basically being located in existing driveways.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve three parcels and 50-foot easement on Road 483 for Bruce A. and Sherry L. Baker with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require an application for a major subdivision. I'm sorry.
Charles N. and Carolyn D. Jackson.
Made the second.
Wait a minute. Wrong one. Retract that.
Withdrawing that motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. I move that we approve Charles Ann and Carolyn G. Jackson three parcels and 50-foot easement on Road 46 with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require a major application for a major subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve three parcels and a 50-foot easement on Road 46 for Charles Ann and Carolyn G. Jackson with the stipulation that any further subdivision, any further subdivision will be... will require a major subdivision application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That's a rough one.